built my sandcastle too close to the water. The waves came in and washed it away.
Oh no! It sounds like your sandcastle needed a better foundation. Welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach, and I'm glad you're here. In Luke 6:47 through 49, Jesus told a parable. Now, a parable is an interesting story that helps us understand an important spiritual truth. Here's what Jesus said in that parable. Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Our story today is entitled Castle in the Sand. Better hurry up and build a wall around your castle, Abby. The tide is coming in, said Scott. One big wave and it'll be washed away. Will you help me, please? Begged Abby, handing her brother a pail and a shovel. Water washed around her feet and then went back toward the ocean, just missing the castle. I told you to build it farther from the water, said Scott as he added a pailful of damp sand to the wall. We won't be able to save it. Those waves are coming up fast. Scott was right. There was no time to protect the castle. Waves washed up on shore, and a big chunk from the front side of the castle washed back into the sea. A shovel Abby had dropped beside the castle was carried along with it. My shovel! Called Abby. She chased after it into the water. Scott shook his head. That castle is history. Abby frowned as she stood looking at her destroyed masterpiece. Your castle looked awesome, but you built it in a place where it couldn't stand up against the flood, said Scott. He grinned. Just like the foolish man. Huh? Asked Abby. What foolish man? You know, said Scott, the one in the story Jesus told about the two men who built houses. The wise man built his house on rock, but the foolish man built his house on the sand, and it got washed away. Then Jesus said to be like the wise man and build your life on the rock. Mom smiled as she listened. And how do you do that? She asked. By admitting you're a sinner and trusting Jesus to save you, said Scott. When you do that, he becomes the one you build your life on. Mom nodded. Right. The Bible refers to Jesus as the rock, she said. When you build your life on him, you're building on a firm, stable foundation, just like the wise man in the story. Building your life on anything else, like money or fun or what other people think of you, is like building a castle in the sand. It all gets washed away. So how about you? Are you building your life on the rock or on sand? Is your life goal to have lots of money or fun or friends or to follow Jesus? The world says the good life means getting everything you want, but the Bible says the only way to truly live is through Jesus. Are you living for Him? If not, check out the ABCs of Salvation found on page 109 of the Keys for Kids devotional. Our key verse is found in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 11. It says, "No other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." And our key thought for the day, build your life on Jesus. Well, thanks for listening today. My name is Zach. Catch you back here tomorrow.